ìwé ẹtù lórí kẹdógún ẹsẹ kẹtàlélógún láti kà nípa omi mara tó kóró ẹsẹ kẹdógún rẹ níṣẹ ìyanu ti ṣẹlẹ ọgígẹ igbó nìkoro wà nínú ayé rẹ máa bọ kájọ gbàdúrà seven prophetic thursdays of salt níjọdọ ọdún god of testimony prophetic ministry international tọwọ 121 electro defender kọ bus stop òkèlà ntòrò abẹ́òkúta ọ̀rọ̀ máa jáde látẹnu wòlíì ọlọ́run àkàndí abiola bàbá testimony àṣẹ máa tẹ̀lé kò ní sí ìkoro mọ́ ọmọ bitterness làkùnrin ìpàdé àdúrà òní thursdays méje yìí o bẹ̀rẹ̀ láti thursday march 14 títí wọ thursday april 15 ọdún táwa yìí láàrin aago méje òwúrọ̀ sí aago mẹ́wàá àárọ̀ lọ sọ́sẹ̀ ọ̀fẹ́ ni gbogbo èèyàn máa gbá ayò tá a ti gbàdúrà sílọ sílẹ̀ ọwọ́ agbára olúwa tó sọmi odò mara tó kóró ní dídùn ó máa yí ìgbé ayé ẹ padà sí rere jésù retí rẹ o.
Fresh 107.9 FM Abeokuta akọni láàrin àwọn ènìyàn yòókù.
Fresh 107.9 FM Professionalism nurtured by experience.
Have you seen the sun? Have you seen the moon? They are shining light for you. And have you seen the stars shining in the dark? 'Cause God is still watching you. Life is beautiful, however you choose. Be grateful for life. Love is beautiful whenever I'm with you. What a time to be alive. In no matter the condition, believe in your heart and you go day all right. No forget say after rainfall and after the dark the sun goes shine. Keep your heart my friend, don't lose yourself. In the morning time the sun goes shine. Do your best but don't lose yourself, 'cause in the morning time the sun goes shine. Have you ever seen the love in a mother's eyes when she holds her little one? And have you seen the joy in a father's pride in a son he truly loves? Wherever you go, remember, make it shine your light, reach December. Never lose your souls. Whatever you do, remember, stay humble and cool your temper. Forget your own, 'cause in no matter the condition, you just believe in your heart and you go day alright. No forget say after rainfall and after the dark the sun goes shine. Keep your heart my friend, don't lose yourself. In the morning time the sun goes shine. Your best, but don't lose yourself, 'cause in the morning time the sun will shine. Keep your heart my friend, don't lose yourself. In the morning time the sun will shine. Do your best but don't lose yourself, 'cause in the morning time the sun will shine. Your light it will show you the road. It will lead you home. Hold on tight and learn to fight. Now that you're
2024 and the month is gradually rolling by. Good morning once again. Welcome to Freshly Pressed. You're listening to Fresh 107.9 FM. That there you listen to is Johnny Drill with Shine. This morning promises to be engaging as usual on Freshly Pressed. We bring you the biggest stories from all around the world, Nigeria at large, and informed analysis, and have you share your thoughts with us this morning. My name is Emmanuel Oke. Welcome to Freshly Pressed. This morning, the 25th day of March 2024. A quick look at the headlines this morning. Kaduna abductions, federal government plans school safety corps as 137 pupils regain freedom. Fans mourn as veteran actor Amaechi Muonagor dies at 61. Police in manhunt for fleeing nurse over failed abortion. And Harase questions CP's competence over Delta Imo cop killing. Ayedatiwa Aketerewa campaign as Speaker over billboard destruction. An NDLEA seizes 44,948 kilogram illicit drugs in nationwide raids. E-hailing drivers threaten protest over Lagos. That's in the Punch newspaper as well. You find more stories in the Punch newspaper this morning. 1999 Constitution lack legitimacy. The Patriots. APC suspicious as Adeleke raises cybercrime panel. In the Punch newspaper, you find that Trump legal woes continue amid presidential bid. Also in the Punch newspaper, Boko Haram attacks Yobe military base, kill soldier. Trump border wall idea doesn't work, says Mexico president. And Olubadan Olakuleyin's enthronement process begins Tuesday. Minister canvasses syringe importation ban. And Guard Against Ocean Rise Foundation urges Lagos State Government. Bill wants government officials' children to attend public schools. In the Punch newspaper, Nigerian varsities attracted 709 foreign students in 6 years. Okay. Quite a number you have there. Edo PDP chair kidnappers demanding 500 million naira. That's from the family member. Lagos ready for state police, attorney general. You find these stories in the Punch newspaper. Let's check out the Vanguard newspaper. This morning, Niger Delta leaders to federal government pull out army out of Okuama, Odo Delta, Bayelsa communities. That's in the Vanguard newspaper. Father Alias, shocking revelations in Benue. We had more ghost schools workers than real ones. Away from that, manufacturers' forex losses rise 566% to 792 billion naira. Palm Sunday, emulate humility of Christ. Can urges leaders. WAEC gets new head of council. Poor power supply. Federal government moves to take over BEDC. SAC management. That's according to an investigation. Hardship. Tinubu opts for low-key 72nd birthday celebration. Alleged killing of Bolaige. Sheath your swords. YAF tells Gani Adams. Igbuhu orders. You found that in the Vanguard newspaper. Let's check the Nigerian Tribune this morning. 2024 Hajj. Why we increased fresh registrations to over 8 million naira. That's from Nakan. Ibadan kingmakers may meet to ratify Olakuleyin as next Olubadan tomorrow. The initial story, 2024 Hajj. Nakan increases fares, charges additional 1.918 million naira. And away from that, abductors of Edo PDP chairman contact family, demand 500 million naira ransom. That's in the Nigerian Tribune newspaper. Let's check out the online dailies playing here in Ogun State. I start with the Platform Times with the following stories. It reads, how we rescued 137 Kuriga school children from abductors. That's coming from DHQ. Deputy Governor, clerics advocate unity amidst religious organizations' collaboration in Ogun. Away from that, teacher abducted with Kaduna school children dies in captivity. Governor confirms. Stampede claims 4 lives during almsgiving event in Bauchi. Widow of slain colonel. No military for my children. Their father died serving Nigeria. NDLEA arrest illicit drug syndicate seizes 44.9 tons of cocaine. Orders. Nakon raises 2024 Hajj fare by 1.9 million naira. Sets payment deadline for March 28. That's just 3 days away. So, for those going to Mecca or Medina at this time, you'd have to pay extra. We'll come to that story. Luckily for us, we have Ustaz in the house this morning. It's a pleasure to have you. Good morning.
Good morning, Emmanuel. Okay, and how are you? It's a brand new week.
Yeah,
you're looking brand new.
Ah, hopefully.
In those days, we call it DL, you know, Lagos dealer. When your car is new,
we
call it DL. When I was in Lagos, dealer Lagos. Now you know, going ZOG.
It's DOG.
You're looking DL. That's what you used to call them.
But in the real sense, you know what they call Igbeyin? It used to be a thing in universities. They say, I attended FUNAMP for my undergraduate. They tell you, you now be Igbeyin. So. This is March.
Supposed to mean.
It means March ending.
Don't worry, you'll soon be smiling.
Definitely. Let's start with the Punch newspaper this morning. For those who are still in Igbeyin, just hold on. It's just a few days to payday. So you receive your pay packet, so no pressure. Let's start with the Punch newspaper. Kaduna abductions. Federal government plans school safety corps as 137 pupils regain freedom. The federal government has concluded plans to train some newly recruited personnel of the Nigeria Security and Civil Defense Corps in 36 states and the Federal Capital Territory as the School Safety Protection Squad to halt cases of abduction of schoolchildren from their schools. The commander of the National Safe Schools Response Coordination Center of the NSCDC, Ahmed Abodre, disclosed this in an interview with The Punch on Sunday, just as the defense headquarters said troops rescued 137 abducted pupils of the LEA primary school and the government secondary school Kuriga in the Chikun local government area, Kaduna, within Zamfara State. This came as President Bola Tinubu welcomed the news of the release of the Kuriga school children, as well as the release of pupils of Shangaya school in Sokoto State, commending all the parties involved in defeat for their valiant efforts. The defense headquarters announced that 137 Kaduna school children were rescued, but it did not explain what happened to the remaining, as 287 pupils were kidnapped from the schools on March 7, 2024. But the Kaduna state governor, Uba Sani, in an interview on Channels Television, put the number of the abducted pupils at 137. Ustaz. Before now in Nigeria, when we hear the news of release, rescue, we have to play and be careful with the semantics or the right usage of word, whether it is release or rescue. But regardless of that, that's not my interest this morning, is the figures bandied. These children were kidnapped on the 7th of March. It took the governor 18 days to clarify the figures. Only yesterday, after the news of the release, did he say the initial that number is not correct and that only 137 were abducted. But as governor, he knew of that figure, 287, being bandied around by newspapers, being shared, being the official figures from different sources from March 7, 18 days without correcting or putting that notion to correction or setting the record straight. Do you think there's something fishy in this?
Thank you, Emmanuel. There are a lot of things to unpack in that story. Don't forget you started with the State School Initiative.
We'll go to that.
Yes, a lot of things are there. But just like you have agreed to with narratives, I too don't want to overbother myself with them. Were they released?
Were they freed?
Were they rescued? You know, that's the total they are looking for. Whether they are rescued, released,
or freed,
whichever way. What I'm really concerned with is the fact that the opposite of captivity is freedom. And we've had these kids having their freedom. However it goes, for now, I don't want to ask questions. Though there are questions to be asked. If they are freed or rescued, however, what happened to the captors? That question is begging for answer. Whichever way, a lot of natives had been there over time. I remember 3 weeks ago when I said from the meeting held by the Northern State Governors and the NIA one, what's his name? Ribadu. What's that is posted again?
National Security Advisor.
Yeah, they say that I have a feeling that there are some background narratives that is making our brothers from the North to realize that this must come to an end. Don't forget, I've always been an advocate of, if you want to solve kidnapping in the North, or whatever name you want to call it, banditry or terrorism, or the people of the North need to make up their mind that this thing must stop. I have a feeling that is what is playing out now. They've sat down and like, look, this thing must stop. That's why we saw after Sokoto, we are seeing Kaduna. And it's not just seeing them being freed or being released or being rescued. It is that nothing not happening again. That's just the way forward. So let's see how they are able to overcome that and the maneuver, navigate that bend. That's for that. Regarding the numbers, one thing we're not too good in Nigeria is when it comes to numbering.
Figures.
Figures.
Data.
Exactly, about when something happens, an accident happened, they will tell you three died in a ghastly accident or whatever, four injured. The other one will say, no, it's seven, you know, like that. So not too good at that. Before now, apart from you saying that maybe the governor somewhere along the line, you know, confirmed 287, it has been a media thing. People saying how many of them were, you know, kidnapped, 287, etc. Now, but I think, with the way things are, if the military are saying they are able to get 137 out of captivity, they will need to tell Nigerians what actually happened to the others based on the narratives that we had. Well, if it is rumor, if it is not confirmed, they need to come and tell us it is not confirmed and perhaps give us register. But I listened to the governor who said the parents that have so far shown up, I know that they have their children missing, is equal to the number that have been rescued or, you know, brought out of captivity. And that's what the governor told us yesterday. So let's believe that that's going to happen. It's just like the case of the Lekki massacre in inverted commas, when they said so people died, etc. And the question some of us asked them was that, where are the family members of those that were said to be killed and, you know, carted away by the military? So let's use that now to, you know, verify or vouch this figure. Let's see if we are going to see any parent that will come and tell us that, look, my student was kidnapped, or my child was kidnapped, and among those that have been returned, my child is not one of them. Maybe from there we can take it up. But if you ask me, I don't want all those other details to, you know, malign or kind of affect this cheering
news. Good news.
Yes, because to me, it's a new dawn. But the best one is this thing not happening again.
Ustaz, let's talk about the NFCDC and the School Safety Corps being planned. You wonder what is happening to the NFCDC nowadays, whether we should totally decentralize and break it into pieces. Just a few days ago, the Minister of Solid Minds also took a unit out of NFCDC, and that even was greeted by many things to say an officer who is not elected should not inspect a parade. And you have many things flying around to say he's also creating a special army for himself and the likes across ministries. Naturally, they should be under Interior Ministry, but now they will now be supervised by the Solid Minds. And you have all that flying around. Now the NFCDC again. It brings us back to that conversation around state police. Would there be a need for this if there was state police? Over the weekend, there was mild drama talking about state police. The Federal Executive Council said only 16 states signed memorandum. Governor for your state, Makinde, said, oh, well, they are wasting our time. Memorandum is not a big deal. If you want to implement this, you know what to do.
Thank you. A lot of things are involved, quickly because of our time. First and foremost, I don't want to get involved with the negative narratives that's going on social media regarding what the Minister of Mines is doing. I feel some of those things are left for, you know, other times. What matters mostly is, can this solve the problem that we have? And what is that problem? That illegal mining has been a chief driver of terrorism, banditry in the northwest, in particular Zamfara, etc. Not just there, even other part of Nigeria, but in the northwest it has been really pronounced. So can you solve it? We need to look at all this. Then it's not an elected officer. Why is he threatening a parade, etc.? To me, I think these are distractions, you know. But now, to the objective of the question that you have asked, and I'll come back to Makinde. The truth of matter is the way and manner, using that your word again, you bandied around the civil defense, somehow, you know, amuses me. And I use the word amuse very carefully. How do I mean? They make us want to believe that even when they were establishing the civil defense, they didn't have any cogent reason for their establishment. And that's why everything that comes up is that you're taking from a reserve army, or you come and do this for us. When it was the turn of pipeline vandalization, they ran to...
Drafted
them in. And now, safe school, they are drafting them in. What do you call it? This other one.
Mining,
they are drafting.
So Agro-Rangers.
You know, it's like, even when they were created in the first instance, what was their duty?
Utility players.
And that's what... Tires. Yes, that's the way they are being used now. But then, if it's going to solve our problem, I don't really see anything wrong with it. My only concern about this safe school thing is, why are we always looking at the national government for problems that is happening within the subnational? Now, I want us to distinguish between national government and federal government. People need to understand. Federal government is when the three tires are locked together. National government is for that government at the top, the president, the executives, the ministers, like that, you know. Now, when there is problem in the subnational, now in the state, why are we always thinking or looking up to the national government to solve that problem? When everybody has taken its own share from the federation account, why are you looking back on the national government to solve your problem? I am thinking Safe School Initiative is a thing that the state government should handle. It's more of a non-kinetic approach than kinetic. What I mean is that it's the enabling environment that creates room for some of these things to happen, and not necessarily because there are no military person. How many civil defense officers are you going to put in schools around Nigeria? Or you want to prioritize school and say, okay, this school is more at risk. This is not at risk. Don't forget that the way they've been doing is that they look at soft target schools and they will attack. So if that is the case, what I think, you know, subnational government needs to do is, first and foremost, can we bring up fence, you know, perimeter fences around the schools? Can we
do
that?
So there's one way in and one way out.
One way in, one way out. Then can we look at how local government can come in and play a role in the community? Look at, okay, what can happen in the community when students are captured or kidnapped? We don't pray for that. But if it happens, can we quickly look for what are the roles of local government and other government establishments within that area that could come in? We're talking of people being kidnapped. In Lagos and some western states, the story is different. The story is that kids are being kidnapped for rituals. In other places, maybe for ransom. In Lagos, it's for rituals. So how do we bring about a holistic measure, strategy? We are going to evolve. That will be able to give our school protection. Than wanting to bring
blanket force.
I think that's not the way.
We need to go on a break now. We still have many stories to unpack this morning. This is Freshly Pressed. But let's check out some stories from the pen pushing. Nigerian actor Amaechi Muonagor dies of stroke at 62. That man was one of those who formed Childhood of Some of Us. Nigeria Communications Commission seeks joint West Africa regional protection of undersea cables. Four died during arms distribution stampede in the Pempushin. Oyo State Government Water Aid set to sign Memorandum of Understanding on Water Provision. Lagos State Government fully ready for state police, says Attorney General. Exhibitors to enjoy free transportation, other goodies at 13th edition of Gateway International Trade Fair. Independent Pushing Newspaper. First News Management staff goes spiritual over abducted editor. Nigerian military declares Indigenous People of Biafra fractional leader Simon Ekpa wanted. That was over the weekend. Fake news almost ruined my 40-year-old marriage, says Lai Mohammed. These are stories. Independent Pushing newspaper this morning. Join us on Facebook at Fresh 107.9 FM. At Fresh 107.9 FM. Or send us a message on WhatsApp 0815-432-1079. 0815-432-1079. We'll take this break. We'll be back with more stories.
Oni electronics de irorun de fun gbogbo eyin eyan wa. Yes, Oni Electronics. Ile ise t'Olorun fi sike wa. To ba donate electronics, ibudo kan soso kiki electronics niyan. Owo poku lo ba de. Be si re, original nanta ni be sa. And now, lawon electronic appliances lorisirisi. Bi television, refrigerator, freezer, radio tape lorisirisi. Plasma TV lorisirisi. Home theater, pressing iron, air condition, generator, washing machine. Abibili ati be be lo ta le ka ton. Ehn. Oni Electronics office won wa ni Sapon, Abeokuta, ni Greenhouse behind New Shagun Shopping Complex, opposite General Post Office. Osani Kennybody, there be you near electronics, lower Nishapan to your mobile. Ekwan, telephone 0803-350-6850, Abike 0706-917-3988. Oni Electronics, Oni Gangan Luni, Oni Luni Umage.
Nigeria of today.
Our friend Oliver is what you call a man with a huge appetite. Gigantic, actually. And if there's one phrase we have come to know Oliver for, it is this.
More data, please.
No matter what we offer him.
More data, please.
So, guess what we did? We heard Glo created new data plans for people like Oliver, and we got him exactly that. And guess what Oliver said?
Excuse me, please, is this all for me? Only me?
Now, Oliver certainly has more than enough data. All thanks to the Glo Mega Data Plans.
With the longer validity you get on Glo Mega Data Plans, you can work from home with ease, run your business better, download non-stop, stream music and movies endlessly, learn online, and share data with anyone. No worries. Get 225 gigabytes at 30,000 Naira for 30 days, 425 gigabytes at 50,000 Naira for 90 days, and 1 terabyte at 100,000 Naira for a year. Dial *777# now to start enjoying these mega plans.
Glow Unlimited.
Yes, salam.
IAS Unique Homes and Properties. Lucky Bobo Musulu Miku Amojuba. Oshua we Ramadan to Walebe.
Bakona ni won tun ran wa leti wi pe ile ni ka kokko gbianju lati ni ta ba fe donile lori nje iwo mo wi pe iwo na le donile to fokan bale papa lasiko ramadan yi iwo lowo to nbe lowo re o to nkan ko le ka owo ile eleyi to wa lowo re yi na kokko ko wa gege bi wa kokko san odidi odun kan gbako lo ma fi san eleyi to ku pelu irorun tu wa gbo o papa ti pe osu meje to tin sanwo yi bo to ti sanwo yi tan to tun wa fe tun ile re ta lowo gobo yi a o fun laye ko gbalẹ re ko ta ko si sanwo ti wa to ku kerekere kodun yi o to tan iwo na ti ko sinu ile re nu odi landlord fun ekunre alaye pe ile ise IAS sori number yi 091 3901 1255.
Oni electronics don kiwa wipe Ramadan Mubarak won kiwa ile se Oni electronics don ki gogo wa omi ni mummy na tu won kiwa
ya salam
won tun shadura fun wa pani wa to bere re ni o yori alayo emi are iyan osu yi
ami
Oni electronics won kiwa
o se wo gbaun ninu okan mi je ko ma ro gbaun ninu okan ti e na wipe bo ba fe ra electronics to jojulowo ponbele to wo re o si gani lara Oni electronics ni ko ma lo deep freezer television generator air conditioner ti be lo Oni electronics wa ni adojuko post office Sapon Abeokuta telephone 0803-350-6850 Oni electronics number 1
Oni electronics don kiwa wipe Ramadan Mubarak won kiwa ile se Oni electronics don ki gogo wa omi ni mummy na tu won kiwa
Nigeria of today, a source of income cannot fulfill that dream of yours. Come, let's support your vision at SSGS School of Interior Designs and Decoration. It is our mission to build the next set of CEOs. Come and tap into the initiative by enrolling for full interior design, software training that include AutoCAD, ArchiCAD and Lumion. Our students also benefit from our sophisticated practical classes. It is our profession to make you a home at SSGS. We are also into sales and supplies of office and home interior design. SSGS School of Interior Designs and Decoration is located at Olusegun Oshobawe, beside Ace Supermarket, Okelewo Abeokuta. Call or WhatsApp 0912-932-7370 or 0703-665-1846.
It's Monday morning on Freshly Pressed. You're listening to us live on Fresh 107.9 FM. Let's take this from the Nigerian Tribune. Why we increased fresh registrations to over 8 million naira. The National Hajj Commission of Nigeria has explained why it increased fresh registrations for 2024 Hajj fares from its initial 4.9 million naira to over 8 million naira. Recall that the commission, in a press release signed by its Assistant Director of Public Affairs, Fatima Sanda Usara, and released Sunday night, announced an increase to the Hajj fares, requesting a balance of 1.9 million naira for intending pilgrims who have already paid the fixed amount of 4.9 million naira. While explaining the factors responsible for the increase, NACHAN stated that the situation is in accordance with the current exchange rate. According to the statement, fresh payments from the Adamawa-Borno axis is put at 8,225,000. It stated that fresh depositors from the northern zone would pay 8.2 million, while those from the southern zone willing to join the numbers would pay 8.4 million. Continuing, NACHAN further stated that the harmonization of foreign exchange by the current administration presented a fresh and significant challenge to the commission. The details are there. You can grab a copy of the Nigerian Tribune to look at that. Ustaz, one of the pillars of Islam is going on holy pilgrimage, provided you have the financial capacity. You look at this development and see that widening gap between those who had the capacity and no longer have it. I don't know. I'm not a rich man yet, but 8 million naira is plenty money in Nigeria. I don't know whether I speak for you, but
thank Emmanuel.
8 million is plenty money.
Yes. I'm a Muslim, so I should be able to, talk personally on some of these things. It's not only that Muslims started this issue of going for Hajj, paying exorbitant amount of money. I've been known to hear statements like Hajj is costly, like that, since I was young. So it hasn't like that. So however it comes, Muslims will find reasons or way to go. But that's not the issue. Let's face the economic issue and the objectivity of what NACHAN brought up. Now, we all know that what transpired, when they were fixing the price, they needed to have done it because of the Saudi authority. Saudi authority is so disciplined, so organized when it comes to this. That's why you don't see quite a number of, mishaps, during Hajj, because they have a ministry created for it, and they're just so efficient about it. That's just so. If you are not up to date with what they requires or request of you, you are going to have a problem. So Nigerian government have needed to fix a price, based on what was operational there from the news you read. But with the way things have happened now, there is need for the price to go up, and it's quite understandable. The statement given by NACHAN is that a state can come in and to want to, write off the excess, the difference between what was announced and what is being announced now. And they've said state can come in to do that. So I am thinking if the state can come in, for those that have shown commitment, because even in that statement, they said 1.9 is for those that have paid before. Like if you're going to be a fresh person, you have to pay
8.5 million.
So what I think we need to do is that maybe government to just say, okay, look, for those that have paid, we could write off the excesses since you didn't know. But for newcomers, if you don't have the 8.9, don't bother putting your head.
But why does the government have to pay for Hajj? That's supposed to be a personal pilgrimage. And I don't know, maybe you enlighten me. The provision is that if you can afford it. But if the government sends you, it means you can't afford it. And does it suffice? Is it haram?
Thank you.
If you can afford it and you go.
I was not oblivious of that your proviso when you started the story. And I wasn't dodging it intentionally. It was because of I got swayed in my thoughts. But the truth is, when people come to say, why is government concerned about people going for Hajj? I've always asked them the same question. Why is government concerned for Nigerians going out of Nigeria to UK or other countries? Look, as a citizen of the country, your government has a responsibility over you. That aside. Now, the question is funding. I have not said government should fund Hajj. I have only said, given the situation we find ourselves, which is outside, the ability of those who have paid before, whom we're told you are paying for. Don't forget that it didn't stand at 4.9. It was 2.3 before it got to 4.9. Now it's going up. Now, because of a lot of factors that have come out, don't forget that government is having exchange gains. If you look at when they distribute, when they, this federal allocation, the tabulation, there's exchange gain coming from government. So if government is saying that, okay, because of some of our actions, which is causing you this, we'll write off this for you so that you can fulfill your obligation as a Muslim. It's an obligation they have committed to embarking upon. They are not waiting for government. And I said, if government can say, okay, for those that have committed earlier on, don't worry, we'll find a way to take away the 1.9 from them. But for those that really wanted to go fresh, if they don't have the 8 points, whatever they said, they should stay back. That's what I said.
But why not just supply them official rates of Forex instead?
That's another way out of it.
One of the issues with Oronsai reports is that the Oronsai reports recommended scrapping of NACON and the Christian Pilgrimage Board to say, take away all these other duties from them. What they'll be responsible for is make sure that if you are traveling, you are well vaccinated, and you do the other ones beyond funding. The Nigerian government in 2022 and 2023 spent 14 billion naira on Christian and Muslim pilgrimage. Things that should be personal experience, and that's my the affordability of it. Even the 1.9, even 8 million will be paid by government for many people going. And you look at even the spiritual nature of it. People who naturally do not have the tenets as practice, but because they have a free slot, we just hop on a plane and go.
Emmanuel, it's a political jamboree. When it comes to government paying for pilgrims, going a Muslim pilgrim paying for Hajj, it's a jamboree. That's what they do with it. Quite a number of people that eventually get sponsored by government are people that give us the opportunity. They won't have reason to be on the list. But I don't want to overstress that. I want to talk about those that are genuine Muslims who really aspire and desire to go, who contribute their 10 penny here and there to ensure that they make Hajj. If government is coming to say, we want to take care of them because of this, you said something brilliant, which I think is good. Or can we give them a different exchange rate because they want to go and fulfill a duty which is imposed upon them by their God, want to make it easy for them, easy landing, soft landing? I don't see anything wrong with that for that purpose. So for those that have already declared, if you want to do it that way, to me it's a good way. Now, before we now leave that, the issue of scrapping NACON or Hajj organizing agencies. I've been to Saudi, and I know that if you do that for Nigerians, there will be a lot of challenge for Nigerians in Saudi, and I'm being honest. Because when you get to Saudi, every country comes in with, an organization. Don't forget that it was Abafin Awolowo that started this in the Southwest that time. You understand? And it was because of the fact that you can't throw 10, 15, 20,000, 50,000 of your citizenry into a place and tell them that you can
start welfare package.
Without welfare package. No, you can't do that. Whatever name you want to call it, you have to take care of it because they come together at a period and at a point in time. Look, people go for Hajj. Let me tell you this. People go for lesser Hajjs apart from this normal Hajj. And they don't give a damn to what government is saying. Than the fact that you apply for your visa, go to Saudi embassy, get your money and go. There are those ones that happens. But when it comes to Hajj, when thousands, hundreds of thousands of Nigerians are going. I am thinking to be, you know, how would I put it, reckless of Nigerian government to say no, won't be involved. If Osanye said, scrap NACON, is there any other agency they are bringing up to say, to take care of the welfare of pilgrims when they get to foreign land in that multitude? I think it's important.
Okay. But this morning, I want to say that those who were privileged to go to Hajj during the days of camel through the desert are the lucky ones.
They had their own challenges too.
But they had to pay lesser. This is an interesting story from the weekend, but I think it's important we discuss it briefly this morning. I read from the Premium Times, WAEC releases result of first CBT WASIR records 30.95% pass. The West African Examinations Council on Friday announced the release of the results of the first ever computer-based West African Senior School Certificate Exam for Private Candidates 2024 series. According to the exam body, a total of 2,519 candidates, amounting to 30.95% of the 8,000 candidates who sat for the exam, obtained credits and above in minimum of five subjects, including English language and mathematics, pardon me. And that's where I want to stop. 30% pass for CBT. It points to something, that computer literacy is a problem. And whether that CBT base will work, because you look at the nature of WAEC, it has to be more detailed because it is resting on admission. Unlike JAMB, that right from time has been objective, OBJ just stick. It's easier to run. I don't know if this will work.
Quickly, I know about it because that seems to be my forte. When it comes to where I served. So I understand what is happening. I agree with you that examination for WAEC is very comprehensive. It's not just a multiple choice. It has to be detailed. You have to write the theoretical aspect, practical, etc. So, like for JAMB, yes, we said it's possible. It's there and possible. But for WAEC, it is not impossible. Because let me tell you, I want to look at that is the future of the world. So we need to start doing it. But presently, that particular experiment is facing a lot of problem with the WAEC. Because I know quite a number of the states in the north said no. That they are not ready for it, they won't do it now. And I think that really too has affected the performances of the student. But it won't be based on computer literacy alone. There could be a lot of other technical factors. What part of the test was really, you know, CBT? The marking system, the marking guide, what marked it? Human or
automation?
Or was it automated, etc.? These are issues that we need to look into. But really, to be honest, I think it cut across. My daughter wrote it, and I know she's one of those that did not get the credit in maths. But when she wrote some other exams,
which she would have naturally gotten.
She even got in other exams, which was not CBT. So I understand. And that's why when the school wanted to, I told the parents on the platform that, look, listen, this is CBT. It's a trial thing. We can't use this to measure the standard of the student and that of the school in their output. So let's look out for what happens when the main exam comes up, which is not CBT-based. So I agree with you that it is still at the teaching stage. A lot of challenges will be here and there. But we can't be caught without saying no. It is the future of the world. And we just have to find our children and our nation as a whole to ensure that we enroll to what is coming. We can't say no to it. We can't stop the future.
Interesting. Now, Delta State is in the news again. Arase questions CP's competence over Delta Imo cop killing. The chairman of the Police Service Commission, Solomon Arase, has questioned the competence of the commissioners of police in Delta and Imo states following a wave of assaults against police officers in the country. Arase, while condemning the attacks, stressed that the slain officers were also Nigerians who deserve the support, encouragement and protection of the citizens. This was revealed in a Sunday statement signed by the spokesperson for the commission, Ikechi Kwani. The Nigeria Police Force on Saturday said six officers were killed in an ambush in Delta State by armed assailants. The policemen were said to be in Delta over the disappearance of their colleagues in the Ohoro Forest. This was followed by another attack on police operatives attached to Mopoletin, Owerri, Imo State, where two operatives were killed on Saturday by gunmen in the Okigwe area of this state. And here is a reaction from the Force PRO. He dropped that somewhere this morning. He said, and I quote, "Killers of our men have murdered peace." Force PRO. "It is not only criminal, but also evil, barbaric and sinful to be killing policemen or any security agent who works tirelessly to defend and protect the lives and property of Nigeria's citizens. I say it as a disservice to our dear nation. It will never be the same game as usual. The force headquarters will do everything possible to protect the personnel of the MPF and decimate those who have murdered our men, for they have murdered peace."
Yeah, I know we're out of time, but quickly, we need to look at this. Why is Delta State suddenly
and that's why I picked up the story.
Yes, why is Delta suddenly coming up and this kind of negative narratives aside its concerns as security forces? One thing people don't seem to understand, apart from the general problem we have in Nigeria, you see, we have trained our children to become enemy of the nation. We train them to become angry children with our narratives. We never see anything good in Nigeria. But that to me is a discussion for another day. Let's face Delta. There are two economies in Delta: the legal economy and the illegal economy. How do I mean? The bunkering economy and several other. The highest volume of oil that we get in Nigeria now is come from that, from Delta State. A lot of the wells in Delta State. And that's why we look at the amount of money that is given to them based on 15% derivative. They've been topping for almost 2 years now, because a huge amount of oil is coming from there. So there are those that are already poised, that are benefiting from bunkering and the illegal economy. Now that the police and the army seems to be getting their rhythm in ensuring that we have increased output, it's affecting their business. And that's what is happening. They are fighting back. That's what I want Nigerians to understand, that these criminal elements are fighting back, and we should not give them opportunity to fight back. This idea of somebody was fighting in one community, they want to support one community or the other. No, the people that came to do that dastardly act against the military were specially brought in with the right weapons, and they knew what they came to do. Because the military presence and police presence there has changed the narratives there. We have an increased oil output, and that's the challenge that we have there. And I'm appealing to all well-meaning Nigerians that this is not the time, you know, to play to the gallery. We should support the government in their effort at increasing oil output, which all of us are already seeing the impact on the economy. So it is good versus evil. The good guys, you know, wanting to make things work, and the bad guys that felt this is affecting this our economy. And that is
true. Ustaz, we need to take a break. It's 7:46 on out from our studios. This is Freshly Pressed. We'll take this commercial break. We'll be back shortly.
At Femi Interior, the biggest Ramadan promo is here at Femi Interior. Correct. You don't have to go to Lagos anymore. Top-notch and imported furniture are available at unbeatable prices ever.
Gbogbo eyan lo ye ko lafani edinwo 10% ti Ramadan promo yi. Lati ra furnitures oniruru tako wole lati Turkey, UK, US.
Our three-story building is fully loaded with imported furniture of different varieties. Name it: fabric sofa, Italian leather, wine bar, dining, office table, executive bed for the classic and royal set, wardrobe.
Oto sebe, TV was this. To wa pelu awon uva danku danku. Pelu e o ni di POP chef mo. Pelu owo ti o gara. Gbogbo awon oja yi e de hotel le ni bi kankan. Lodo wa lo wa.
Free delivery is also available nationwide on every product you buy from us.
Latari e di wo 10%.
Hurry now, contact us at Femi Interior, opposite Navy Secondary School, Onikoko, Abeokuta.
Tabi kepe, sorry, 080-6259-1058.
You're listening to Freshly Pressed on Fresh 107.9 FM. We'll open the phone line soon, but one last touch this morning. Easter, Ogun government shares palliatives to Christians. Ogun State government on Sunday continued its palliative distribution across the three senatorial districts of the state to cushion the effect of the current economic challenges on the people. The palliatives were distributed in churches across the state in the spirit of Easter celebrations, just as some mosques also reportedly benefited from the gesture on Friday. This was according to statements from the chief press secretary to the governor, Mr. Lekan Adeniran. The statement partly read, in Ogun Central Senatorial Districts, the palliatives majorly rise were extended to worshippers at St. Peter's Cathedral, Ake, SS Peter and Paul Catholic Church, Isale Ake, and the Celestial Church of Christ, Ijaye, in Abeokuta South local government area. Some of the beneficiaries who spoke commended. Then on and on, they listed some churches. So you wonder how that will go around.
My
three churches in Abeokuta
for the
government. Whole territorial district.
My challenge is, why are they turning us refugees in our country? That they feel that they need to distribute food for us to survive.
You know the sad thing? We made a joke out of this to say, if you want palliative, go to a popular church. And I listed those churches on one of the platforms.
Tallies.
And it tallies.
God help us.
God help us. 081-3355-3996. I would have Iveka Yode, Akimbode, consultant to the governor on media, by the way. One of the questions I will ask him. 081-3355-3996. And 0701-352-9228. On WhatsApp, Ustaz, why Shagam or Ogun State a cold zone? Evil is evil, whether in Delta or Ogun. Nicholas, the Rep Wu House cultist in Shagamu, where is he? And good morning, Mr. Oke, and the guests in the studio. I'm stunned by the way Nigeria is governed. How can a governor unable to know the exact number of pupils kidnapped? Where's the commissioner for education? Nigeria, my country, seems to be sick, needs a physician to come to our aid. A lot of funds are expended with no corresponding outputs. May God save Nigeria. Mr. Fidelis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Manuel.
Good morning. Yes, good morning.
My name is Solution Johnson. I'm calling from Rwanda. You see, I object to government sponsoring people or adding money to people to go to any pilgrimage, because this government will not go to the chief imams in the village mosques or the churches and find out those that are good worshippers. But they'll rather come to Motor Park and pick Okada chairman. And pick the chairman in the garage. Those who beat people, they smoke everything, they drink everything, they don't pray, they don't have time for prayer. These are the people government sponsor to go to all pilgrimages, which is very on Delta. The Delta people should please give the peace a chance so that peace will reign in Nigeria. Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you. God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Morning to you.
I'm not okay.
Good morning.
My greeting is as long as I'm calling from Nairobi.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think the release of the Kuriga abatement leaves with Ridu and Posu, because we are not hearing anything either Rasmus or State or what the state of affairs of the bandits. Were they killed?
That's a critical question.
These are how it has been happened. Would they release them? They will be captured now. The teacher died in the process. So, have been released. Maybe by the ransom has been paid. We don't know. So, and these are also the bandits to continue with this this is never happened. Because if the news we had is that many of them were killed in the course of rescuing the students, it would have been a sharing news. But what you are here now, to me, it's not a sharing news. I'm a little bit upset. The student has been released. But nevertheless, what is the state of the bandit? So this same bandit will go again. If indirectly they give them ransom to release the student, they will use the money to buy arms, and they will carry out another nefarious act again. So this is not the method to handle this. This is not the best method.
Thank you.
Not pleased with the way Army and the federal government is handling the issue of bandits. These people do not need any.
Thank you.
You have to leave.
We have to let you go now. He has raised a very, very cogent and crucial point. Let me pick some messages from Facebook. Shona Yetunde says, good morning. On Lai Mohammed with a fake news, almost ruined his marriage. He should remember that what goes around comes around. When he was in government, that was the same thing he did to us. On the school children that were rescued, there are many questions to be answered. Did the government pay ransom? Were the kidnappers engaged in gun battle before the children were rescued? What is the government doing to make sure this type of things never happen again? That just aligns with what Larry Lakomi just said.
I said that much in my comments.
Abiola David says, hold on, please. Abiola David said, dear Ustaz, the government has no business paying or subsidizing pilgrimage for anybody. Let's stop holding brief for government. If you want to go, go get the money, period. Irio. Still from Facebook. So how long will Gumi be an intermediary? Are we in a ransomocracy? Interesting. Palliative. Is it only in Abeokuta that made Ogun central? Something they did during Ramadan beginning. So sorry. That's Ige Oladejo Gideon. Back to some of the messages on WhatsApp. Good morning, my friend Ustaz and my good brother, the presenter. It is good the northern governors and others held meeting with the national security advisor over the alarming insecurity situation in the north. I only have to see the improvements in the insecurity situation in the north before I would say the meeting has been fruitful. That's from Danforth. Okay, Larry Lakum, we got your call earlier. Let's speak one more. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear people in the house.
Yes, good morning.
Happy Monday to you. I am MOK from United Towns of Haiti.
You're welcome.
Well, I have to rejoice with the families of the released puppies. But the federal government should give stern warning to the northern governors that anywhere where kidnapping or insecurity persists, they will declare a state of emergency there. We don't need to handle this issue with levity again. We don't need to continue doing the same thing and expect a better result. There must be firm and sound warning on these people. Insecurity should stop in Nigeria. It must stop. So I have to rejoice with the parents.
Thank you.
May God Almighty send down the rain to cleanse the rubbish in this country. Amen. I am okay. Thank you.
So, Ustaz, you were saying?
Yeah, that earlier on, I equally mentioned such in my comment that, look, you just told us that you have this kid. What happened to the captors? Were they run away or what happened? But what I want to believe is a lot of things are going in the background. Maybe that's why we're not hearing anything. But I know a lot of conversations are going on in the background to bring this to an end. It's only the North that can stop this, yes, in the North.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
My name is Olusan Adebayo from Ibara.
You're welcome to the program.
You know, I'm not supporting the energy director, but what are we doing to the solid minerals? Is it not a revenue that's supposed to be brought to the national grid revenue? Those people are reacting because they were being siphoned and the money were being used for Nigeria, where the solid minerals were being used by their state.
But they have the extra 13% derivatives they receive.
But they, there can is you also, compare 14%?
Please hold on.
Can you compare? There's also, listen, sir.
There's also the Ogoni cleanup. There's also amnesty. There are a lot of initiatives towards making lives of people in that area better.
But do you understand that there's some mineral that were more costly than crude oil? And they are being controlled by their governors. Let's be factual. Let's be candid about this. Let them bring the solid mineral revenue into the national grid so that we can all enjoy it. They can be paid 30%. It's okay.
To give you some education.
Okay, I think he's referring to the northwest.
No, whatever is happening in the northwest, we are minerals are being mined and going to private pocket. It's illegal mining, and that's why there is a war against illegal mining now. Anything mined is not supposed to go to private pocket, but to national, the federation account, like you said. Whatever is happening over there, just like bunkering happening in the south too. So it's not as if there's government saying, no, you can mine your resources and put in your pocket. So it's supposed to be in the central and federal account. It's only agriculture that state can have control over. That's the best I have on information for that.
But the crude we're being to you now, is it not from that state?
Okay, you know what? Maybe we'll continue this conversation on Wednesday.
Okay.
We have a deal.
Okay.
We have a deal.
Okay. Right. I need to have a birthday.
All right. God bless you. Good morning on Freshly Pressed. I appreciate the analyst for letting us know that we have both legal and illegal economy in Nigeria. This is what makes it difficult to address any societal vice, as this exists in all our sectors, and any attempt to address them will meet daring opposition from the beneficiaries who cut across all social class. QS Ayoade Shorunke from Abeokuta. We can't take any more calls this morning. Please listen to this important announcement. A woman boarded a taxi from Agbeloba to Panseke and forgot a solar fan inside the boot of the taxi going to Kuto. On the taxi, it is written that the taxi is for sale. That's what she remembers about description of the taxi. So please, if you find it, or if you're the driver, kindly bring the fan to Fresh 107.9 FM for us here.